Real deal, Cam?
We've got after each other so far. You know, obviously we've only had five practices, but today was kind of a nice reprieve, if you will. We'll come back with, I think, a couple double days after our day off on Wednesday. But again, you know, the rest and recovery, as Mike said, is built in, and so tomorrow is an off day, so to speak. We get a lift and things, but early on, yeah, we've been hitting, but I think it's a good thing for us.
Well, that's a real message. Do you think there's long-term benefits of going through a real tough physical time together, like over the long haul? Does that pay dividends, would you say?
It really can, you know, if it's done the right way, and I think we're trying to do it the right way. You know, there's always a pulse you have to feel, and those aren't decisions I make. Those are the head coach, you know. But I think that, our guys have responded. We've been out there hitting, practicing hard, and hopefully we continue to do that.
Aaron, the defensive guys that we've talked to today all say, you guys just wait. You will be surprised at how fast you guys picked up this defense. Do you feel that way?
I think we've gotten better every practice, you know. Like I said, the more reps that we get, the better we'll be. So every time we hit the practice field, I think we're getting, more and more confident in the fact that this is a new defense, and we're getting more experience with it, which breeds confidence.
There's a notion, though, that it takes a little breaking in time, but Ryan said, forget it, but there's no breaking in time now with the guys that you guys have, the personnel. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, there's no substitute for it, so it just depends on how steep the learning curve is, mm-hmm. But we'll see. I'll answer that question in 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Hey, BJ, how much is Raji putting himself behind by not being here? It doesn't matter. I mean, you understand, obviously, it's a part of the business, but...
It is what it is, and until he's here, it doesn't. I can't really even answer it.
Mm-hmm. You like to have him here, though. Obviously.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't. As a player, you couldn't afford to miss this time.
Well, I mean, the reality is that's his situation. As soon as he gets here, we'll welcome him back with open arms.
But isn't that your situation too, as a team? I mean, he's part of your team.
Yeah, he's part of our team, but this is a business situation that we can't control, and. That's what's going on right now, so that's the reality of it, and hopefully I'll get taken care of soon.
Tom Capers as a coordinator, he's been very animated and outspoken and what have you. What does he like to work with and work for?
I think he's very professional. I think he wants to hold the defense to a high standard. He obviously has quite a pedigree for being successful, so I think those are all good things. He brings a lot to the table in terms, like I said, the experience, and he's done this switch before. So all those things combined, I think, really is beneficial for us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.